Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hi. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6. It's Friday morning, which means we'll have all of our regular features, Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, and You Big Dummy, all coming up right here on WGN. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. As you all know, tomorrow is Veterans Day, and we want to talk about a program that we've mentioned before that you've heard about on this station and on this show many times, and it's the Road Home program at Rush University Medical Center. They help soldiers and their families heal from and cope with the invisible wounds of war, and you can check out roadhomeprogram.org for more information. And a couple of people who are associated with that program are joining us. Chris Miller is a senior outreach coordinator. And Modi Lavin is a Gold Star mother and a senior family outreach coordinator. And let's welcome them to the show. And here is Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And Modi. Modi, welcome to the show, Modi.
Well, thank you.
Well, why don't we start, Chris? Tell us about the Road Home program and you know how long it's been around and what it does, and we'll get into more details on that as well. But give everybody just sort of a brief summation.
Sure. So we're approaching very quickly our 4-year anniversary, which we're thrilled to death about.
Yeah.
You know, I had the pleasure of coming on board just before we opened the doors back in 2013. You know, we were established to create a mental health clinic for veterans and their family members. And at the time, you know, we were looking at just being on the west side of Chicago, you know, and expanding into the city and finding more veterans. And over the course of the past 4 years, we've served close to 1,000 veterans and their families from all over the United States, from Alaska, Guam, Hawaii, you know, as well as right here in our own backyard in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, it's an incredible program, and wow, congratulations on 4 years. That's something.
Yeah, thanks. And we're looking for many more.
Yeah. So. Modi, how did you become involved?
Yes. Hi. I was working at the Chicago Park District, Nick, and I was working with the veterans programs there, and more in a recreational space. And there was an opportunity at the Road Home program, and I just felt that I wanted to help our families a little bit more that are, challenged with some of the stresses from deployment and transitioning back. And so there was an opportunity, and I took it.
That's great. Well, listen, Chris, let's hear your story. You're a veteran. Tell us about your experience.
Sure. I served about a year after high school. I went to college unsuccessfully for 2 semesters. had a little too much fun. Needed some structure in my life, so I went towards the Marine Corps. At the time there was nothing going on in the world. The political climate wasn't so bad, and I thought maybe I'll get to learn how to surf in California and go see the world. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
So I did. I was stationed in California. Got to learn how to surf. Got a tour of Southeast Asia. And as soon as we came back from that deployment, 9/11 happened. Things kind of quickly changed.
Yeah.
My unit, we were sent over to Kuwait about a month before the war began. And we were part of the initial invasion in March of 2003. Did the whole initial invasion of Iraq, stayed there for about 9 months, came back home, got out of the Marine Corps. And after that, I got out of the Marine Corps, went to college in Arizona, and was doing okay. And then I moved back home. On way to a different school, and that's where I was closer to my family, and they sort of noticed that not everything was going all right. I thought things were going good, and they were encouraging me to get help, and I was somewhat resistant. I didn't know really what was going on. I was kind of clueless to the whole situation. About maybe a year went by. I was working at Children's Hospital for a mental health care facility for young children. And I met my wife. She's from Chicago. So we moved back here to Chicago. And when that happened, you know, I was away from my family again, kind of isolated, and things just weren't going good. Just in a bad situation, career-wise, I was in a new job, new city, and just new. I had a 6-month-old child, and you know, things were just kind of spiraling really fast, and I didn't realize it. I had an episode where I had to go to the hospital for a month. While that happened, my family was trying to pick up all the pieces that I was sort of left behind. Mm. And we were able to get some help from an organization called Salute Inc., which was a life changer for us. And that was started by the Road Home Program's executive director and his wife about 13, 14 years ago. So once that happened, I knew I wanted to pay it forward, help other vets get better. I was able to get myself back, through going to, therapy and things like that. So I wanted to be able to help others with that. And I was, given the opportunity when we opened the doors about 4 years ago, and I haven't looked back since.
That's great. And Modi, what about your connection? You're a Gold Star mother. Tell me about your experience with, being a military mother.
Right. Well, on the family side, just like Chris, my son enlisted in the Marine Corps, and there's a saying is that when a family member enlists, when your son enlists, your family gets drafted. And so, I took that road with Connor, and it was quite stressful. And then, my worst nightmare happened. And Connor paid the ultimate sacrifice on March 1st of 2012 in Afghanistan. And much like Chris, trying to make your way through life, I took a year off of work, not really voluntarily. It just kind of happened through my grief and stuff. But I knew I had to get back out there. And sought some therapy and tried to deal with my loss and thought, wow, if I could just help others, that might help me a little bit. And so working at the Road Home is just as much a reward for myself as it is in helping others. Mm.
So, Chris, tell me about how the Road Home program helps specifically. Like, it helps with PTSD, and from personal experience, Chris, you say that it's really hard to ask for help. How do you guys deal with soldiers who have PTSD and reach out to them and try to help them?
Sure, that's one of those areas where I come in. Folks, the other outreach coordinators on the team. Come in. We've all served, and then the family side. They're all family members.
Yeah.
So we can really relate to the folks, and try to shorten that window. For me, I'd rather go back to combat than ask for help. That was asking for help is one of the hardest things I've had to do.
Yeah.
It sounds simple, and I know that it's like that for others. So being able to walk them through the process, talk to them on their level and meet them where they're at. It is pretty beneficial. We were able to, find vets that need the help, get them help. There's no cost to it, whether it's PTSD or a traumatic brain injury, sexual trauma, or the family program that we have. We've got a whole line of services that are available. We just wanted to help. How can we help is the first thing we say.
And by the way, the website, if people are interested, is roadhomeprogram.org for more information, roadhomeprogram.org. On the family side, Modi, has it been gratifying for you over these years?
Oh, absolutely. This is exactly what our military family members need, is a organization that serves families. What you'll find is that there are, you know, like the VA and other organizations are kind of hyper-focused on the veteran, and sometimes the families are forgotten. And at the Road Home Program, we truly believe that when including the family members, that the chance of success and healing from these invisible wounds of war is much greater.
And how, you know, and how does some of the how does some of this work, Modi, with the families, and how many do you help? Do you have meetings and you meet with them and things like that and get to know them?
Absolutely, Nick. And in fact, sometimes we will see the family members at the Road Home, and we won't even be seeing their veterans. As Chris just mentioned, one of the hardest things for a veteran to do is to reach out and ask for help. So sometimes we'll get calls from the family members. They want to come in and talk about what's going on. And that can be kind of the precursor into the veteran maybe saying, hey, I'm going to jump in and join my family and try to, you know, work through this. Or on the other hand, a lot of times we're seeing the veteran and through the course of their treatment and visits, we'll ask them to include their spouse, their children, their mother, their father. And our definition of family member is anybody directly affected by the veteran's, you know, service. So mm-hmm. sometimes it can be your best friend,
right,
or a neighbor or a grandma.
Right.
But yeah, we include the entire family.
Okay. Okay, Modi, hang on, and Chris, hang on. We're going to take a quick break, okay? And then I want to talk more. Hold on 1 second. Okay, that's we're talking with Chris Miller, Senior Outreach Coordinator, and Modi Lavin, who is a Senior Family Outreach Coordinator. They work with the Road Home Program at Rush University Medical Center. And again, they help soldiers and their families heal from the invisible wounds of war. Celebrating their fourth anniversary doing so. It's a great organization. We talk about them every year. Roadhomeprogram.org. And we'll talk more about that right after we take a break here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday, and Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spy You Big Dummies. All that is coming up right here on WGN. And as you know, tomorrow is Veterans Day. And over the years, we have talked about this great organization, this great program called the Road Home Program at Rush University Medical Center. They help soldiers, they help the soldiers' families, the veterans cope with these invisible wounds of war. And it's roadhomeprogram.org. Joining us is a veteran, Chris Miller, who's a senior outreach coordinator, and Modi Lavin, who is a Gold Star mother and a senior family outreach coordinator. And we welcome Chris. Welcome back. And Modi, welcome back.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the services that you guys provide, you help with PTSD, you help with families, you help with traumatic brain injury, and you help with military sexual trauma. Some people might not, you know, might not really can wrap their mind around the military sexual trauma. Chris, what does that involve, and how does that surface itself?
Yeah, it's a really unfortunate thing that exists not just inside the military, but inside of our culture, work culture, campus culture. You know, it's that sort of rape culture, that mentality that you know that exists in the military. You know, it can be exacerbated by the chain of command being involved and the differences between the military judicial system and the civilian judicial system. So there's a lot of factors that happen in it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's sexual assault that occurs in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And it's at an alarming rate, you know, somewhere between 30% and 40% of the female service members, you know, have experienced this. And when you look at all the numbers as a whole, there's, you know, just as many men are affected as women by this. It happens regardless of gender, you know, however it happens, it's happening. So we're doing what we can on our end to help folks work through these issues and some of those betrayals of trust. And that trust part's huge in the military world. So it's a really difficult issue, but we're happy to be able to work with folks that have experienced this. We've been able to bring them in from all over the country in group settings, as well as, private and individual counseling for it. So it's been interesting to work with.
Imodi, let's talk a little bit about some of the upcoming events. On November 14th, there is a monthly community support group of Do You Love a Veteran?
Absolutely. And all Do You Love a Veteran is Do You Love a Veteran? And if you do and you care about them, this is a support group that, yes, meets the second Tuesday of every month at the Road Home Program on the sixth floor. And it's deemed quite successful. It started 3 years ago, and we have a group that shows up every month.
Wow. And November 16th, you're having your fourth annual turkey drop.
Right. I was just about to say that. Our turkey giveaway in partnership with MillerCoors, Jewel Alasco, and the Chicago Bears, the Road Home Program. We give away 400 turkeys, turkey dinners, full turkey dinners. It feeds a family of four, and we give away 400 to veterans.
Wow.
And if you go to our website, you can find the registration link there to sign up. We haven't given them all away yet. Registration opened up on November 1st, but I think we only have about 100 left over.
So go to roadhomeprogram.org to register for that. And then on December 18th, you have an event as well, Military Family and Faith.
Yeah, this will be number two in a series of three in which we have asked the faith community to come and join us at the Road Home Program and talk about different topics. The topic on December 18th will be PTSD in the family. And we thought this a good idea to have the faith community is such a strong nucleus in the community to be able to recognize veterans and their families in their own community and what PTSD might look like. And it's just a wonderful conversation and educational opportunity so that we can better serve our vets and families.
Okay. For people out there who want to get involved, if you want to join the program, it's roadhomeprogram.org, and you can also call 312-942-VETS, 312-942-VETS. And, Chris, first of all, thank you for your service, my friend, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And, Modi, you're doing great work. Congratulations, and thank you for your son's service as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Nick.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you, guys, and have a great Veterans Day.
All right,
you too, Nick.
Take care. There you go. That's Chris Miller and Modi Lavin, who are part of a great, great organization, a program that we talk about every year right around on Veterans Day, and it's the Road Home Program at Rush University Medical Center. If you are a veteran and you've been affected by this, they deal with PTSD. They deal with help for families, traumatic brain injury, military sexual trauma, and much more. It's a wonderful, wonderful group. And so check out roadhomeprogram.org for more information or call 312-942-VETS, 312-942-VETS. The Road Home Program, a really, really great thing. All right, we'll take a break right here on 720 WGN.